Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Don Fotopoulos is our guest. Don is the purveyor of the outstanding website, Hidden Profit, F-I-T, Profit, P-H-E-T.com. Hidden Profit, Profit.com. The author of the outstanding book, Accounting for the Number Phobic, and she's one of our very, very special Brain Trust members. Don, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the do-it-yourself accounting packages that are out there, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I think you'd agree that there's some good. There has to be some good come from this, or they wouldn't have sold so many.
Well, there is, Jim, but the problem is, if you're not an expert user, you're not using it properly. And I'll tell you where it really becomes
a problem. So you're saying they are not idiot proof.
Oh no.
See, that's
not
the thing.
That's the thing
that people think.
Yeah.
Isn't that the myth about this? That it's idiot proof because you can't make a mistake, you have to do double entry?
Oh yeah, no. I mean, you know, garbage in, garbage out, Jim. If you don't understand really how, for example, to allocate direct labor
allocation,
expenses.
Allocation.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a service business, but there's some guy that I'm working with right now. He does custom granite countertop installations. This guy has a lot of effort and labor in what he does. And he was capturing everything as salary. I said, you can't do that because you're quoting jobs. You have no idea if that job is profitable.
Right, right. He's got to. And see, that's an excellent point. And what she's talking about, folks, if you're in a construction business, if you're doing any manufacturing or anything like that, your production labor is not an expense.
It
goes above the line in the cost of goods sold,
right.
where you can determine whatever your gross profit is.
That's right. And here's the other thing.
And that's different from retail.
Oh, yes.
Big time.
But we're all busy people, right? And the first thing that falls off the cliff when we get super busy with clients is keeping the books updated, right? Doing the monthly reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't do that, putting your taxes together at the end of the year is an absolute nightmare.
And see, this is what you're saying right now is one of the most important reasons for having this conversation, because, folks, unless you're an accountant, you didn't go into business to be an accountant.
That's right.
You went into business to sell stuff that you love to sell, or to make stuff that you love to make, or whatever it is that you do. The accounting, the bookkeeping, the financial, now not financial management. You've got to do financial management. And isn't that an important thing to point out here? You're not telling them not to be good financial managers. You're telling them not to get their heads inside of their bookkeeping so much.
In the weeds. Well, Jim, here's a perfect example, okay? I was at graduation at the King's College in New York City, and one of my students' parents is, pardon me?
Where you teach?
Oh, yeah, I teach business there. I teach management there. And one of my students' fathers is a tech guy. He's a brilliant tech guy, and he does his own accounting. And I looked at him, and I said, just because you could do it doesn't mean that you should do it. I said, how many hours a week do you spend reconciling, you know, your books? And he goes, oh, I spend 10 hours a week. I said, oh, really? You could pay somebody $40 or $50 an hour. What do you charge out to clients? He said, oh, I charge out at $300 an hour. I said, oh, well, that makes a whole heck of a lot of sense, doesn't it? Right? You're cheating yourself of $250 times 10, which is $2,500 a week.
He could be spending that time thinking, how can I serve my customers better? How can I develop new products? How can I just being the CEO and thinking about what am I going to do for the next level?
How do I think about succession plans?
Right.
How do I think about 5 years, 10
core
years
competencies.
Now if I want to sell my business?
It's all about core competencies, isn't it?
It is, but it's also about opportunity costs. just because you can do it doesn't mean that you should be doing it, even if you are expert in this. So it's so interesting. The guy who runs Woodard Events, he's a CPA, and he has a CPA. This guy could do his own books, but even he's an expert, right? Even he has hired somebody to do his books because he knows. Mm-hmm. If he wants to generate profitable revenues, if he wants to grow his business, he needs to spend his time opposite customers. And everything you said, Jim, rings true, right? Building new products and services, mining existing relationships.
Making sure you know what your customer, how your customer expectations are changing.
Yes, yes, yes. And I will say one last thing. You know, the real benefit of the books isn't just, just making sure that you're squared with the IRS, but the real benefit of the book is to generate the reports that come out of that so you can look into the mirror of your business, which is what those reports are, right? Your cash flow statement, your income statement, and your balance sheet. Look to see what's going on in your business so that you can make better management decisions. And if you're doing the books and you are financially illiterate, you are not alone. But you shouldn't be doing the books because those reports are going to give you bad information and you're going to be making decisions based on poor assumptions. So to me, it is absolutely mission critical that the numbers that are going in to your accounts, going into the books, are accurate, complete, and timely. They have to be. And the only way that's going to happen when you're running at 100 miles an hour is if you hire somebody professional.
A pro.
To be your strategic partner, to get it done.
Find a pro who can that. And I'll tell you something else. There's another thing there. You talked about the CPA, hiring a CPA. That CPA didn't just want somebody to do the books for them, him or her. They wanted someone else, another set of eyes looking at them.
That's right.
That's a big deal, folks. We'll talk about that when we come back with our good friend, Don Fotopoulos. The book, don't forget the book, Accounting for the Number Phobic. Hidden Profit, Profit is her website, .com. Stay with us. We're caught up around the bend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.